I was born in 1938, and we used to come round to Manor Gardens for the purpose of seeing the dentist, inoculations, and if need be, you get your eyes tested here. I don't know what the appointments were, but we'd say every 6 months or something similar to that. But all we remember, all my family and friends and all, was when you had to go there, you you got a bit nervous about what was coming, you know, because when you walked up the stairs to the door, this great big lady used to open the door and she used to take you in the room to the right and you'd sit down there and she had a big white rubber apron on. When it finished, your mouth was always bleeding. Well, everybody that you talked to always remembers that, believe me. Always say, do you remember the dentist? You never forgot that. As I say, when we got home, when we used to go to bed that evening, my mum used to have to put a sheet on top of the pillows because you'd probably still get some blood coming out of your mouth.
I can only associate my childhood relationship with Manor Gardens with that ginger-haired, round-glass dentist, I'm afraid. And it's never deterred me from spending that pocket money on all manner of sweets and just brave it.
Well, I enjoyed it. Yes, I enjoyed it. I'm just grateful that I had the opportunity of having time to go there in the sense of the dental treatment that we got free. Even though the health service wasn't in then, from school, if you were referred to the dental clinic, then you didn't pay or your parent didn't pay. I think it was mainly welfare for mothers and babies and children. Or, you know, the sunlight treatment, the dentist and baby weigh-in, progress of the baby and to buy your national dried milk there, probably immunisation.
I can remember being taken as a child to the dental clinic, and I swear to this day that was the same table I used to run round because I was so frightened.